Martina, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, thank you. Can Cardinal Brady remain, or do you think he should resign?
Well, I think, Stephen, if Cardinal Brady is listening to Vincent Toomey and Martin McGuinness and a lot of other people who have asked him to reflect on the wisdom of the position, that he should remain. And, you know, if he is reflecting and if he is listening and if he is considering the criteria that he set himself for resignation, then I think that he will know that there is never a time or there's never a position that one could say that it was right for me to conceal child rape. I think he must, as a human being...
He would argue, Martina, that he did not conceal it. He would argue that he passed it up to more senior people in the church.
Well, you know, the crime of paedophilia is so heinous that no one who hears about it under whatever circumstances can be allowed to say, I just passed it on. All matters should be reported to the PSNI or to the relevant police authority. And everyone has a legal obligation to do that. And I think, as someone who has been quite closely involved with victims and survivors of historical institutional abuse, when I listen to that programme, and as a Catholic, and as someone who comes from the Roman Catholic tradition, my heart broke when I heard Brendan Boland say to that other man, I thought I saved you. Stephen, to think that Brendan Boland gave the name 5 other children and one of those children's sister and 4 cousins went on to be abused. And then when you put what Cardinal Brady did, who, let's not forget, was a teacher, and he is now the head of Catholic school sector across Ireland, that he sat in a room, and I don't know about you, Stephen, but I was appalled when I heard and seen written down the questions that was put to a 14-year-old schoolboy. And when I thought that schoolboy had gone to a priest first, and all credit and the right thing that priest acted in that correct way to take Brendan to his father, and to think that those other children that Brendan named, that no one took those children to their parents to tell them what happened. I just think that I feel very hurt as a Catholic. I know, and I'm very good friends with a lot of good priests who have done a lot of good work in our community. But I think there's reputational damage here, and I think Cardinal Brady needs to do as Martin McGuinness has asked him to do. He needs to reflect on the wisdom of his position to remain, because there's further reputational damage being done by him staying in that position.
Brendan Boland, Martina, did you see the Nolan television show on Wednesday night?
I didn't have an opportunity to watch it on Monday night, so I had to watch it on Tuesday. And to be honest with you, Stephen, I was so upset.
No, that's the documentary, documentary.
But, that was a documentary, so I watched that on Tuesday night, and then Brendan was on your show.
Did you see him on the television show, on my show?
He was shattered.
He was absolutely shattered. And shattered. What he said in that live television studio is, he said to me, I asked him what impact Cardinal Brady remaining in position had on him as a victim. And he said to me, it felt like he was being abused all over again.
And I have to say, as someone who has been looking at the architect that we maybe put in place for the historical institutional abuse, one of the things that we have been very, very mindful to avoid, that we didn't re-traumatise victims. We've heard some harrowing, harrowing details and experiences. And with every victim and survivor, it is clear that there are many people out there who will continue to suffer from the pain and the hurt inflicted on them in childhood. And one of the things that we were saying, that through the process of the Historical Institutional Abuse Inquiry, that we cannot and we must avoid that these victims and survivors are re-traumatised. And to think that a 14-year-old boy was subjected to that kind of questioning. Someone said yesterday, who were there in place at the police, the RUC, had taken a 14-year-old boy in and questioned him in that manner, we would have been on the streets. There would have been an uproar. And to think that that child, that boy, was questioned in that way, I could imagine he must have felt re-traumatised by that experience. There's no ifs, there's no buts. Well, you call yourself a note-taker, well, you call yourself an investigator. You sat in a room and listened to questions like that being put to a child. It was wrong. It was appalling. And for many people out there who are going to Mass this morning, who believe in the seven sacraments, you know, we are talking about priests. We're talking about people who once they are ordained, who are involved in baptism, communion, confession, confirmation, marriage, the anointing of the sick, the burial of the dead, things that are crucially important in our life cycle. And to say you handed it on to your superiors, like Stephen, you know, based on our common humanity, there are things that we know that we should do that's right and wrong. And just like priest number one, whoever he was, who took Brendan Boland?
Martina, can I ask you something? And I'm not trying to bring this down into some type of political row. It's a genuine question. Would Sinn Féin, given their lack of support for the police in the 70s and 80s, would Sinn Féin have reported child abuse to the RUC?
We would have took it to the social service.
So Sinn Féin would not have taken it to the police.
It would have been reported to an authority, Stephen. You know, you can go over about the history with Linden. It was reported to an authority that was going to ensure that the PSNI would have known.